For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Training camp officially underway down yonder in West Virginia. And it is a esteemed pleasure to be joined by one of the true great beat writers in town, off the Cavs beat, the great Chris Fedor. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, man? Isn't there some tennis on that we should be watching or something?
No tennis, no pickleball.
No?
There is handball going on, apparently, in the Olympics, but I'm an adult, so I won't be watching that.
I thought that was a prerequisite to be in this chair during this time frame.
Yeah, so it's in my contract.
Oh, okay.
That when he's not in that chair, there is no tennis around anywhere so that I can just get a small reprieve.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to have regular sports on TV today.
Yeah, regular sports.
No, I think what Keith meant was real sports. Yeah. Like real American sports. Like, you know, tennis is a very, very, very European sport. And again, I was born in the US of A and I'm glad to have been so.
I am not tennis guy, so I'll take baseball. Thank you.
What's your most obscure sport? Yeah, okay.
Does that count?
No, I kind of figured that would be your answer, but yeah, that's kind of... But I don't watch golf. I love to play it, but I don't watch it.
I think the one that people would not think about when it comes to me that I absolutely love and I watch all the time under the radar, hockey.
Yeah.
No, I'm huge into hockey.
I actually think hockey's better in person.
Uh-huh.
Like, we've gotten to a point where, like, what I'm watching on TV is probably better than what I'm getting at a ballpark.
Yeah.
For baseball, for football, for basketball. They still have not mastered how to properly get the vibe of hockey on a TV. And because of that...
That's true.
I went to a Hawks-Jackets game in Chicago in March with my buddies.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my God. Like, I've watched the same game.
Yes.
Two teams in the running for the first pick.
Yes.
This is not a good game. And yet, the hockey vibes in the arena are immaculate.
Environment's amazing. Yeah. Earlier this year, when I was in Detroit, I went to a Wings game. I actually got tickets through the Detroit Pistons, who contacted the Detroit Red Wings on my behalf. And I was sitting with the friends and family section.
Nice.
So
they thought you were a puck bunny.
All of the wives and girlfriends of all of these hockey players, and then me, and then somebody else with the Cavs, just in the middle of all of that. Yeah, didn't make a lot of sense, but it was awesome.
It's too bad you're not single, because you would have had a chance to do the funniest thing possible. Just go out there,
just try and
wreck as many marriages as possible.
Just go down the entire row, one after the other.
Hey, is it serious?
Yeah, right.
I also play hockey. I'm a New York Ranger. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I know that you're dating a hockey player. You're married to a hockey player. But ever try a writer?
Yeah. Hey, specifically an NBA writer.
An NBA writer.
You know, there are stereotypes about us. I'll tell you about them later. But I just want to point out, I've known you as a friend for probably over a decade now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Have you ever changed? Have you aged in one bit? Because your haircut has not changed.
No, that hasn't changed.
Your manner of dressing, and this is actually not me judging, because I have no business judging anyone on their garb. So okay. But like, you dressed the exact same way when we met over a decade ago.
That's right.
You're starting to get a couple grays, but that's the only... Like, you look like... how old are you now?
40.
You look
Believe it or not.
You look like 29-year-old Chris Fedor to me right now.
I always say 40 going on 18, because I'm a kid at heart. No, I really haven't changed all that much. I'm very comfortably me.
Yeah, no, that's good.
And I've always been comfortably me.
There are people, and there aren't too many of these people here. I actually should say that. But like in most professional lives, you look at people and you're like, oh, they're going through this phase now.
Yeah.
Or this is the trendy hairdo. And then, oh, we're going to remember that.
Yeah.
I kind of am the same. I have always dressed like crap. I will always dress like crap. So, like, you could, other than weight and the gray hairs and the receding hairline.
Uh-huh.
If I wear a hat, you really couldn't tell whether it was 10 years ago or now either.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, and maybe just the actual lines on my face from having three daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably also maybe started to age me just a little bit there.
Yeah.
But no, it's fun. You totally should just adopt a teenage daughter tomorrow. It'd be great. You'd love it.
I think the only thing that's different about me since then, I did grow a beard. It's now a beard. It used to be just like the chin beard thing.
Mm-hmm.
I used to rock that all the time. Now I got the full-on beard. Feel more like a man that way. I do have more gray hairs. And recently, and this was a devastating time in my life, Nick, very devastating, mm-hmm. because I'd never gotten to this point. Recently, I cracked the 165-pound mark.
Ooh, that's tough.
Very, very tough for me to handle.
I remember that. I think it was first grade.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Back then.
Yeah. And I celebrated it. I was like, yeah!
I think I went from size 32 jeans to 33, and that was
that was a wake-up call. About kindergarten.
That was a wake-up call when I had to cut out some carbs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, how many carbs? Like 12, 13 carbs?
Fewer pieces of bread to do the pregame of the meal.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
That is a tough one.
It is.
Like, I'm not sure your family's ethnicity, but we're Hungarian.
Uh-huh.
Bread is basically its own food group.
Yeah.
And ironically, it's Hungarian bread. Oh, sorry, it's Italian bread.
I was going to say, I didn't think they made Hungarian bread.
What a great way to butcher that story. So, not sure if you heard about this, if you've seen about this, if you've heard about this. Browns down yonder in West Virginia today. The first West Virginia, the first Greenbrier practice. And it is wild to me. So much of myself as a sports fan has been changed, some for the better, some for the worse, by working in the media.
Okay.
But the one thing this business has yet to strip from me is the ridiculous, unexplainable excitement I have on day one of camp. Like everybody else, as if I just, everything's just a little sweeter when I think about the Cleveland Browns today. And honestly, I am shocked that 1-31 didn't beat that out of me, but here we are.
Okay, so I'm kind of the opposite. Because I'm in it in a different kind of way.
Yeah.
Right? I have to live the regular season of the NBA. I have to live training camp of the NBA. I have to live preseason of the NBA. So I kind of have been around so long and like seen so much during those times that I just can't get excited for the regular season or for training camp or things like that.
So it's funny you say this because when we were all growing up, and we don't have to say the names here.
Although I did put Elliot in a brown shirt today.
Oh, yeah, that's what? That's a step in the right direction. Okay. But we all remember, like, when we first got into the business, and there were the oldest class of guys in the room, and they were cynical, and they were jaded, and they looked at you like you were stupid. And now I'm halfway to being those people, and I'm like, I get it.
Yeah.
I do get it.
No.
I just have a tough spirit to break on this one. And it's funny because so much of our conversations have been muddied by the Deshaun health aspect now.
Right, right.
That I do think, like, there are, like, I'm very content with where the roster is.
Okay.
That doesn't mean that there aren't questions beyond Deshaun and just, like, Nick Chubb's health or health in general that I don't have. And I like, to me, the most intriguing thing is, what are they going to do with the three tackles?
Yeah, I was going to say, what are you most excited about coming into this? Like, what about the Browns has you so excited? Or is it just, it's training camp, I'm supposed to be excited, it's the first day?
So I'm sure there's a little bit of that. There's got to be a little bit of, I just love football and it's back, and college football 2025's here.
Yeah.
But there is, like, I look at this roster, and last year we went in, and it was like, all right, safety was a real concern. You looked at the rest of the defensive line. You knew they added body.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
But will it work?
Yeah.
We did have a question about Deshaun Watson.
You think?
But beyond Amari, there was real questions. Even Njoku, to some degree, was still a question.
Yeah.
And, like, a lot of a lot of those questions, like the safety room, I actually think coming out of this last year is really strong.
Mm-hmm.
I think we know that even though they're still going to piecemeal it and platoon it, they're 8 to 10 guys, maybe even 12 guys deep. You're going to probably cut a good defensive lineman this year unless injuries kind of intervene. And so, like, yes, I have questions, but it's more how do the pieces fit together and less do they have the pieces. How about you?
I think the thing that stands out to me, I default to what's new, what's different. Obviously, we saw the team last year. We were excited about the way that the team played for the most part last year. So you're definitely going to default to what is new, what's different, who could be intriguing. So my mind immediately goes to Jerry Jeudy.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably the most significant pickup that they had this offseason.
No, I think that's fair, yeah.
Yeah. So can he be the guy that he was drafted to be all those years ago when he was a first-round pick, when he was coming out of Alabama, when he was getting open, when he was getting all those yards after the catch, when so many people were initially excited about him before he kind of got overshadowed by some of his own teammates and before the fact that, you know, he didn't have a great quarterback throwing him the ball and he just didn't live up to the hype of the first-round pick. So can he recapture that? Or capture it the first time in the NFL in a different system, in a different environment, would that be his wake-up call?
Yeah, and it's interesting. The Browns do a lot of these hedge bets.
Uh-huh.
Amari, actually, in a way, was his own hedge bet, even though he'd been a much more productive receiver. But, like, there was some contractual discontent, and people in Dallas started to question Amari's want and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's interesting, and by the way, that's one example.
They also questioned, like, how good is he,
yes,
really?
Yes.
Do we pay him as a number one? Is he more of a 1.5? Is he a 2? There were those conversations going on with him, too.
And I still think there's a question about is he a 1 or is he a 1.5? I don't think he's a 2, but I think there's still questions there.
Uh-huh.
But the Jeudy thing's just so interesting because it's total beauty in the eye of the beholder. It is, well, he was the 15th pick. He has lightning speed.
Mm.
There are some numbers that if you look at kind of a deep dive, you can paint a picture that he was beset by awful quarterback play, not just bad quarterback play, but awful quarterback play. And I think he might finally fit a system closer to what is just go out there and be electric. Just go out there and be super athletic because of what I think the Browns want to do with Deshaun. At the same point, he's had multiple NFL legends call him out.
That's right.
For lack of want. At the same point, he is just kind of an interesting person if you've ever heard him even talk about things. And at the same point, he has not lived up to being the 15th pick in the NFL draft.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of these ways, the math isn't mathing. And so I don't hate the hedge bet. I think and if you look at the price on wide receivers,
yeah,
you weren't going to get anybody out there to come to you with where your salary cap spot was financially. So draft collaterally, you didn't have what it takes to go trade for one of those guys. You need at least a first round pick, if not more.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, all right, he was in the worst context. People used to do this with Browns players all the time. Worst context imaginable. Let's get him in here and see if we can turn Gerard Warren from big money into actual currency.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have no idea if it's going to work, but I think that's a great point by you because I am. If Jerry Jeudy becomes a 1,100 yard receiver, it completely changes that wide receiver room.
What do you think the chances are?
I don't know. I would say 50-50. Okay. 50. How about you?
Yeah, I'm not very high on him. I understand. I feel very similar about Jeudy as I do some other guys, either across the NFL or in the NBA, where the idea of that player makes so much sense.
Yeah.
But I don't think he'll ever reach that point.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm concerned from a maturity standpoint.
Yep.
I'm concerned from a work ethic standpoint. The talent, it seems to be there, right? He seems like somebody who can get open. He seems like somebody who can do some damage after the catch. He seems a reliable enough pass catcher. But what is the thing that everybody in Denver got to see up close that the Browns didn't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when you bring him here and you're with him every single day, you see the flaws a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea from afar is like, oh my God. And then you get close and you're like, whoa, okay. So that was the thing that was holding him back in Denver.
Well,
so I have my doubts that he'll ever get to the level that he was supposed to get to.
And I think complicating it for a lot of people is you didn't just bring him here, a la Elijah last year.
Yeah.
Of a guy who just hadn't quite hit the ground, and then Elijah didn't quite hit the ground last year, although maybe they could stop using him on end-arounds, which they did about week 7, and they started using him like a wide receiver. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, I think complicating for a lot of people is paying him.
Right.
And
right.
I've just tried to say, like, they paid him for pass production.
Mm.
They paid him like an 800-yard-a-year receiver.
Mm-hmm.
So I think sometimes we get so focused in on, well, but they gave him money. They gave him money. It's like, if all he is here is what he was there,
mm-hmm.
financially, you're really not hurting.
Okay.
So really it is, can he maintain the level he was at?
Yeah.
Or can he go above it? Because if he does anything, but if he treads water or is better,
right.
then you're going to look like a genius 1 to 2 to 3 years from now.
So that was the thing that I was going to ask you. If Jerry Jeudy is the guy that he was in Denver, a relative disappointment based on where he was drafted,
mm-hmm.
Is that good enough for you? Is that good enough for this team?
Yeah, but then all of a sudden it puts a lot of pressure to go either extend Amari or use that first round pick you've had in 4 years on somebody who can be that number one.
Yeah.
Because that's at some point you either have to make that decision on Amari and make, you know, waddle on down the road from that, or mm-hmm. you have to lock in and say, well, these two Bama dudes are going to be our guys, and we're paying a guy who's probably just who he is, which is a good number two receiver. But inconsistent, and then you look the other way, and you're going to pay a 30 to 31 year old wide receiver.
Yeah.
And I, speaking of math, not mathing, that's very unmathy right there.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.